Last year, Sacramento reduced the amount of money it sent to San Jose State by $42 million. That led the school to reduce its enrollment and force all of its employees, from library clerks to professors to the football coaches, to take multiple unpaid furlough days each month. University President John Whitmore says there will be no furlough days next year, even if the state imposes further budget cuts.
At this time, we're not planning on furloughs to continue beyond the end of June this year, which means the money we save by furloughs needs to be permanently out of the budget by the end of June.
That likely means a significant number of SJSU employees will be out of a job if there are more budget cuts.
We have notified our unions, as is required by our contracts, that there will be layoffs in the next year.
University employees are not the only people there will be less of next fall on the Spartan campus.
Because we're going to have a smaller workforce, we're targeting a smaller student population for the fall. We are anticipating that we will have a smaller student population by 2,500 less students in the fall. Part of that, we hope, will be because we'll be graduating a somewhat larger proportion, and then we'll take in a somewhat smaller class.
If there is a new budget cut of a size similar to last year, then Whitmore says there's really only one way the school can balance its budget.
If we're cut significantly again, we'll look at the number of students we take in, and we may have to adjust that. Right now, we're planning on a 10% fee increase to our students, and that's where we would like to keep it.
But the president concedes a larger fee increase is not out of the question. Tomorrow, we'll talk with some of the university's college deans about how budget cuts could affect the learning environment at San Jose State University. Jason Bennett, 1590 KLIV.